anybody likes the taste of scotch, and it must be grueling to go through the ordeal to acquire a taste for it.
It may be that you have to acquire a taste for it. I just don't like the taste of scotch. I like bourbon. Mm-hmm. I like gin, a drink mixed with gin, and I like a drink mixed with rum. Mm-hmm. But rye, I don't like. I don't like scotch. Mm-hmm. A lot of the fancy liquors. I don't like wine. Mm-hmm. Some kinds of wine I like fairly well, but I mean, wine is something I can live without. Mm-hmm. And as far as champagne, I think champagne is the most overrated thing in the world. It's supposed to be as expensive and as highly esteemed as it is. Champagne's supposed to be the best you can get. Mm-hmm. And I think it's vastly overrated. I just don't, to me, it's just like drinking flat ginger ale. I don't, mm-hmm. I don't care for it. I just don't care for it. So I save a lot of money by not buying champagne and things like that.
I probably save $300-$400 this year by not buying champagne.
Of course, again, back to my childhood, people didn't have money. There's more alcoholism around now than there was when I was young, because people didn't have the money to buy liquor with.
Mm-hmm.
When it took every cent that you made, of course, this was during the Depression and right after the Depression,
mm-hmm.
And my children can't understand it, because I tell them, if my mother had $5 a week to do her grocery shopping with, she thought she was lucky, mm-hmm. that she had $5. And she mm-hmm. could take her $5. She took the grocery ads in the paper on Thursday, and mm-hmm. she went through it, and she marked down where beans were the cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
She made a list for each of several different stores that she shopped at, mm-hmm. and she wrote down everything that was on sale at each store, and she went from store to store and bought the things that were on sale in that particular store. Mm-hmm. And she did her grocery shopping for a week on $5, and $5 worth of groceries was packed in four or five of the large grocery bags. You go to the grocery store mm-hmm. today for $5, you can carry it in the palm of one hand.
No, that's true.
Now, I worked in the grocery store on Saturdays when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Eggs were 19 cents a dozen. Sugar was 5 pounds for 19 cents. Butter was 19 cents a pound. Potatoes were 10 pounds for a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Canned milk, evaporated milk for coffee was three large cans for a dime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's 30 cents a can or so now.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon was, regular price was 19 cents a pound. Bread was 5 cents a loaf.
Mm-hmm.
Now this was after the Depression too, when I was in high school, when things were getting better, but my gosh, the price of everything in grocery stores is tripled or quadrupled over what it was when I worked in a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read something in the paper, an economist had said, the only difference between the economic situation we have now and a depression is that during a depression, the prices usually go down.
That's right. But prices go down because nobody has the money to pay the prices with, too. Mm-hmm. As I said the other night, my brother graduated from high school. He's 7 years older than I am, and sat on the front porch for 2 years because there were no jobs for him. And the first job he had was the CCC that mm-hmm. Roosevelt started mm-hmm. after he was elected,
mm-hmm.
and that's when things started improving, when Roosevelt started the PWA and the WPA, and